Welcome to Fueling Kentucky, the podcast of the Kentucky Petroleum Marketers Association. In the studio with us today, we've got Damon Bale, who's Vice President of Hop Shops and the Retail Division with Valor Oil. And we're talking with him today about the meteoric rise of this phenomenon in Kentucky called the disco bathroom. And so we are glad to have Valor Oil as a longtime KPMA member. And Damon, glad to have you with us in the studio. Great to talk with you today.
For anything KPMA is first class, so thanks so much for having me.
So thank you, Damon, and let's talk a little bit. You just recently at the Impact Trade Show in Indianapolis, our 2024 show on April 4th, you were in a session with Michael Rubenstein of Wally's, and the two of you presented on, you know, really some unique ways that C-stores are distinguishing themselves in the marketplace, and obviously the marketing tactic that's really, in the last couple of years, just shot up the radar screen and views online and coverage by late-night TV show hosts is the disco bathroom. So tell us a little bit about what is the disco bathroom, how has it been so important to hop shops in the last year or two, and what you're doing.
Yeah, Meteoric Rise probably covers it. It's been a whirlwind since we launched them about a year ago. What a great event that was at Impact as well, being able to share the stage with a guy that has such a unique road tripping concept at Wally's. He's got two sites, sounds like two more on the way, so kudos to Michael on all his success he's had. You know, for us, you know, we were known as having Marathon and Sunoco stations, and I got challenged to make us something that people would want to know hop shops were about. And, you know, I like to go out. I like to have a good time. So wife and I frequent a lot of speakeasies, and we came up with this concept where you go into one of our stores, there's our hopper, our mischievous mascot that we center a lot of our branding around, and it says, don't push this red button. It's one of those nuclear buttons that the president would push to send the nuclear weapons over, so it already looks kind of freaky. So we did that, and then after you hit the button, the lights go down. It's pitch dark in there, and then two 24-inch diameter disco balls just go off with an incredible light show. We didn't spare any expense on making sure that customer experience of all ages are in there and having a good time. After a 40 to 30 to 60 second song's played, depending on the song, lights come back on. It's just taken off. We've been on Jimmy Fallon, like you mentioned, Seth Meyers, Colbert, Bob and Tom, which is, I think, a top five syndicated morning drive radio station here. And that was actually near Indianapolis as well, but they're picked up nationwide. 200 million views on TikTok and Instagram. And
200 million views.
Yes, sir. I know it's not a misspell. That's not a strong point for me, but I've got that one right. So, you know, the United States population is about 370 right now. So it's just amazing how it's taken off and just how great it's been for my president, Josh Emick, and the company that we work for and the freedom he gives us. And everything that's happening with us is things that should be happening because he's deserving of it.
Certainly, you guys have doing an amazing work with your stores and, you know, creating a terrific brand. And, you know, most C-stores strive for clean bathrooms, being known for that when you stop on a trip. But you have given that unique angle with an experiential component. How is that driving store traffic?
It's been unbelievable. So the six sites we have currently that have disco bathrooms are up anywhere from 10 to 15% in inside sales. And our rest of our sites, I don't mind sharing, in the first quarter were a little softer. So our inside sales were down 2, 3% to budget or 3, 4% to last year. So it's just amazing to see, you know, it's a small investment for us to do this, but we did it right. And the return is within a month in terms of getting your return back on the investment you make to create experience for our future customers. Like, our future customers are those 10, 5, 7, 11-year-olds that are having the time of their life inside these convenience stores. And when they grow up in their 20s and 30s and have kids, they're going to be bringing them to what their favorite convenience store is. And when you only have 15 convenience stores, you need to be legendary in something. And we've really had something that's just taken off.
So how many stores out of those 15 currently have the disco bathroom?
Yeah, so we've got six of those, and some of the other ones are legacy locations, so we're really trying to strategically plan, like, on what that looks like in terms of a remodel or a potential remodel, or if we just don't want to do it at all. But I'm happy to announce that we're going to be having three truck stops in our home base of Owensboro, Kentucky, that will be up, and they will be state-of-the-art locations, and they should be all up and running by the summer of 2025. They'll all be brand new builds, but most of the locations you mentioned on the disco bathrooms are really just within 10 to 20 minutes of Cincinnati. So you can go 10 minutes north of Cincinnati, hit the two Ohio ones, or you can go 20 minutes, 30 minutes south, get into Florence, Kentucky. They're right there. So to bring 200 million viewers and followers to a 60,000 population of Owensboro, Kentucky. It can fit in the UK's football stadium, the whole city of Owensboro's population. And to have that happen, it's really going to just flip that city on a whole nother level in terms of you've got something special that's world known. And I know that's going to make Josh and Valor really happy.
So let's talk a little bit about one of the special features of the Disco Bathroom that's really caught the attention, and that's where you hosted a wedding right around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, we just had a lady that worked for us, and she is one of the most passionate, sweetest people possible. She's a cashier at our Verona location, which is our original store, and she brought it up to the district manager. When the district manager called him, I almost hung up on him because I'm like, this can't be serious. And he's like, no, don't hang up. I'm serious. And I'm like, you know, bring me the true ideas, not fairy tale ones. He's like, Damon, it's real. So I went and met with Logan and Tiana works for us, and they just don't have the means to be able to do an incredible wedding, and it was so special for them, and the authenticity of what it meant for them was unbelievable. When you're in that room and you're seeing how they feel, the family, the dancing, the walking down the aisle with the fountain and the slushy machines, and all the joy they were having in something that was so unique to them, it was unprecedented, and it caught fire as well. And now we have a little bit of a waiting list, so we're trying to figure out how to sort through that and figure that out, because we want to keep to our core business, but there's certainly a demand for it.
So who would have known you become a sideline of a Disco Bathroom wedding planner?
That's not in the job description, but, you know, in operations, that's what you do. You know, you just continue to mold and adapt and be versatile. So, yeah, who knows what's next, but that certainly wasn't on the radar at the start of this journey.
Well, and it really was genuine. You can see that in the video between the two of them. But that, I think, is what caught a lot of the media attention. I know Seth Meyers in his segment, he loved it because it was such a unique factor of a couple doing something that everyone will remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable the attention it got. And it made me blush when he said, move over Thomas Edison. Whoever created this is on another level. But, you know, it's been a blessing to have them pick it up. And the thing is, they're all having fun with it. I mean, when you hear them on The Tonight Show and everything, and they pitch this idea about a disco bathroom, there's a pause and the crowd's going nuts. There's a legitimate juice to the concept of, you know, one in five people go into the convenience store. I just did a NACS podcast a couple weeks back. One in five people who go in the convenience store go to the bathroom. So, I mean, you got a 20% audience there. And what we're really seeing in the stores where the inside sales have increased, Brian, is that they feel like there's an obligation. You just gave them a 45-second experience, allow them to use the restroom. There's an obligation to grab a Mountain Dew, grab a Snicker bar, whatever it may be. There's an obligation to be like, I just don't want to come in here, use the restroom, and do that. And honestly, a lot of times people come in just use the restroom, they don't buy anything else. But after you provide an experience, what we're seeing is it's like 8 out of 10 that go in there and push the button or use the restroom, they're heading to the counter. Instead of what Nax was telling me the other day, it's more like about 4 to 5 people that go into the restroom also pick up a soda or something else. So that's helped our conversion to get those stores with the Disco Bathroom and their inside sales up.
Now, you said there was also another effect of this, and it's kind of synergistic from a staffing standpoint. I mean, not just galvanizing your staff, but helping you in recruiting.
I never saw this coming. I mean, it's the pride of ownership when you're at one of these stores, or even if you're not at one of these stores, like people walk into the stores where we don't have it there yet, they're like, this isn't a Disco Bathroom store, but now they know it's a Hop Shop instead of a Marathon and a Sunoco, which are two great partners of ours. But the pride of ownership. And whenever you're talking about the face of the franchise, which is that person behind the counter, is going to make the difference if they come back to the store or not. The Disco Bathroom will certainly needle move them to come back, regardless of experience. But when you can get your human capital and increase the talent of your human capital because they're thinking of going to another convenience store or another retail line of work, or they can work in a place where it's been world-renowned, 200,000 views, Fallon, Colbert, Seth Meyers, Bob and Tom, Wash, Dry, Rinse, Spin, anything you can add that's an intrinsic value to our people that are the most important asset we have, it's made a difference. We have 15 sites. Since we lost the Disco Bathroom, we haven't had more than 15 holes on our staffing, which is one per store. Some store may have two, many stores may have zero, but it's been unbelievable in an arms race for human capital. Is which we're in right now in this economy and in this industry. In this arms race we're in, it's just another intrinsic thing that may help people stay. And when they work there, they see the people coming out of the restroom, and it's a cute conversation starter. They're like, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. So it helps the customer and the cashier have a better interaction because they're coming out happy.
Well, and there's pride. there's institutional pride. You're proud of your store. You're proud of your company. There's that esprit de corps, just of people like, I work for the stores that have this. And, you know, when you see that on in popular culture, as you put it in the universe with this concept of a disco bathroom, that translates and trickles down throughout the whole organization.
Yeah, and, you know, at the Impact event, you know, I made a mention of, you know, how comfortable I am working for Valor Oil. And I think, honestly, a lot of people find themselves waking up in the morning, going to work with a sinking feeling in their stomach or anxiety. And I've had that. I've been through that at other stages in my journey. And I think one of the reasons why the disco bathroom's gone and it's been successful is I have a company that when I walk into the office, I feel like it's a hug and not a heart attack. And I have a team that when I look down at my phone, I don't put it down saying, what does this person want? I want to run to help them. So I think a lot of the creativity, a lot of this being a success has to intrinsically do with the culture of the company. And, you know, we're huge supporters of the KPMA and everything that you guys do with that. We have several epics and things like that that we have going through the program. And you know the company almost as well as I am. I'll be on my 5-year anniversary in September. But if you've got a company that hugs you, supports you, picks you up, anything's possible.
Very well said. And I think, you know, as you look at the future for what you're doing, you mentioned this, and I'll have to ask the question again, what's next? You know, what's on the horizon with as the ideas continue to flow and things continue to develop around, whether it's the disco bathroom or some other new exciting marketing tactic that helps make your stores distinguished and rememberable?
Well, being next to someone with your brain power certainly helps. So I'm absolutely going to be pushing full steam ahead with a concept about a short story that could be told in regards to, you know, our disco bathroom wedding, how it was launched, the feelings and emotions that went into an authentic wedding that was pulled off in a convenience store with a disco ball. I really am going to be pursuing that. And then, you know, we're going to look at enhancements to it. So I have a couple unique ideas that I think will be in the future that we can even juice it up more if that's possible. And we're going to be looking at flipping over every stone to do that. But there's some stuff in the hopper, so to say.
Very cool. And I know you shared a little bit in the presentation. You've got some other advertising ideas coming up with some other co-branding opportunities, some really cool things on the horizon as well.
Yeah, we're so excited. You know, back in October, I got to meet Icky Woods, the famous Cincinnati Bengals football player running back. And he lost his son, Javonte, at the age of 16 to asthma. So I got connected with him. And I mean, I honestly thought asthma was something that like went out with the plague. You just don't hear about it that much. But one person in the United States every 15 minutes dies of an asthma-related condition. And our stores have over a short 3-month period, just 15 stores, we've got over $25,000 that we're going to be giving to him and his foundation. So I'm actually going to be getting on a plane next week, going out and presenting. We've got a big Prices Right check for him. One of those big boys. So we've got that set up. Kudos to Ann Gilbert on that. And we're going to present that to him. And it's much more than I thought we were going to be able to give. And then we also signed a contract with Icky where he'll probably do the Icky Shuffle. We're in production now for him to do TV time. So we'll do a 30-second segment, then a couple 15 sevens or tens to run on different platforms. So when the Icky Woods commercial goes live, and that's probably be summer to fall football season, it will absolutely just resonate, and it's just going to continue to get our followers up. I wouldn't be surprised if we're at 300 million plus followers by December.
Wow. And certainly in Northern Kentucky and in any of the area around Cincinnati, I mean, he carries a major influence. So, I mean, that's going to be a great connection point for you.
Yeah. And I should have said views, not followers. So my faux pas on that. But, you know, he's just a genuine guy. When you get to sit down and meet him and his son, Jermaine, who heads up the Javonte Woods Foundation, they just want to do it right. And they've been great to work with. Like, not good, great. Very customizable. They're just, you know, very easy to say, hey, Damon, we're on board with your script and plan that we've plotted out. You know, what time's the best for you? You know, when can we do it? So it's just been a great relationship. But you know this company as well as I do, Valor Oil. I mean, the whole company and what we've done and how things work has just been built on relationships. So I think they sense that, and it's been a real good partnership.
Well, for folks that want to go watch the video of the wedding or watch anything about the disco bathroom, because there's so much on TikTok and on YouTube, just it's got its own organic feel. But if folks want to go online, do you have links on your either Valor or Hop Shop sites?
Yeah, so we have if you're not signed up and if you're in that Cincinnati market, you got to be one of our Riveting Rewards members. So on our Hop Shop app or our Hop Shop website, everything that you need to see that's on there that makes it quick and easy for you to be able to see and identify the phenomenon that's been going on, it's all right there for you.
And that URL is?
Yeah, it's hopshops.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Damon, thanks so much for your time and the creativity and the fun that you brought to all of us with the Disco Bathroom. Great experience. Great to see how it continues to rise and represent Valor in your stores and the whole work that you're doing in that area, and also with more things to come. Appreciate your time today.
No, you're so welcome. And thank you so much to yourself and the KPMA doing everything they can to fight for small retailers in the Kentucky market and convenience stores. And you guys are the lifeblood of helping us succeed and be successful. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to Fueling Kentucky, the podcast of the Kentucky Petroleum Marketers Association. Visit us online at www.kpma.org.